We would like to speak to you about a phrase we know you have all heard, and that is, pick your battles. Now, we know you are all familiar with that, but that particular phrase is what we call a dimensional phrase, because it goes to so many places, and it is on a spectrum. And so in an extreme, on one end, it would be, are you going to pick a fight in a bar? And you are not. And that would not, whatever that is not your battle. But when you move down into different parts of life, there are places where you do pick the battle. And so when you do that, it is important to know the rules of creation around what you are picking. We will deal with that briefly because that is in the middle. And then we will talk about the battles you pick within yourself, which is another thing here. But according to the rules of creation, if someone has decided to create something, it is in essence their lesson. And so let us say someone has started a company and they have built it and they have done whatever they have done to make it whatever size it is. And you go and you are working there and you notice that things are going wrong and that perhaps the job is not what it was before. Perhaps things are happening that are not fair or that are not correct. And so it is natural then to say, this must be my battle. That is the first thing we think. And so we are going to call this testing the waters of the battle. This is an important thing because this tells you whether it really is your battle or not. So let us say you go to the owner of the company and you say, I see that you are not paying people fairly or you are whatever is not right. Or perhaps there are dangerous conditions in the place where you are working. That is called testing the waters. Now, we did not use subtle language, but you understand what we are saying. You would go to the owner of the business and test the waters. Now, here is where most people make the mistake. He has created all of this. You have offered, you have tested the waters and said, this is not working well for people. This could be dangerous. This is not good in some way. If that person responds to what you have said in some way, or even talks to you about it as an ongoing problem, if there is response, then in essence, you have chosen a good movement. It is a kindly battle, if you know what we are saying. You have brought something to someone's attention, and if they respond to it, that is a good thing. If, however, you bring this forward and there is no response, then there should be no battle. Now, why is that? Because the rule is, if someone has created something, it is theirs, and it is part of their path. They are learning from it. Maybe they are learning from bad mistakes, but it is their learning because they created it. So you do not want to keep throwing yourself in front of this person whose creation this is, but who does not want to improve it. Now, that may very well be a good time to look for another job if it is extreme, but that is not a good place to go to battle because it is not yours. Now, on the other end of that, if something is yours, then you absolutely do, shall we say, holy battle every time you need to keep things moving in the way that they should, to bring up the most light that you can. in that situation. That is a healthy place for battle, a good place for battle, because this is your creation. It belongs to you. And this is not a time to worry about what other people think about it. If it is your creation, you have the right to fight for it. So in the middle section, and we know we are being very broad about this, but energetically, this is what is true. This is how the energy works here on the earth plane, which is, after all, a planet of learning. So there is the middle. Now, over on this side is the personal. But it is equally important, because there are times when you do battle with yourself. And if the battle is opposing your values, opposing your love, opposing your heart, then it is not a good battle. Even though it is your thought and your body, the best example we can think of this is if you are perpetually battling with yourself about your appearance, that is not a good battle. You are going against your own creation. You are moving against yourself. And therefore, the creation is going to have a very difficult time being in love and growing and changing in a loving way. That battle is not good for you. Now, to take a very mild-mannered thing, this is not the same thing as doing something, even though you may not want to. That is a completely different thing. Very few of you want to get up on Monday morning. Perhaps some of you do, but most of you do not. But you are going to get up on Monday morning because there are things that are good for the creation of your life that you need to tend to. But the personal assaults, those are not good at all. And so we want to make sure that if you are going to battle, you are battling to get up, to do something that is good for you. But you are not battling critically against yourself, because that is a thing that will destroy what you are creating. And that is the nature of the personal battle. Those things, and we must keep an eye on all of them. Now, in this middle section, we very often are confused, because as women, we have been taught to be responsible for so many things. If there were scrolls upon scrolls, the list of what women have been taught to be responsible for, there would be no end to the list, which is partly why women are often fatigued, because even if you are not thinking about it, you feel it. It is there around you every minute. If you were good, you would be doing all of those things. And we must understand that if we hold that list, we are going to end up doing internal battle that we should not be doing. But also, we may find ourselves using too much of our energy, battling a person or a situation or something that we are dealing with that isn't ours. It is not a part of our creation. So you want to be careful about how much energy you pour into those things. It is fine to test the waters to see if it is worthwhile to move in. It is not, however, fine to pour your very precious energy into things that are really not yours and are really not responsive to light or to things that are good. So you will find within organizations, we are sure you have seen this, there will be a philosophy of the organization, but how the organization actually runs is nothing like the philosophy. And so here you have a place of work that says, we value our workers, but you will be here 14 hours. And so you see within that, that there is a perpetual battle going on. Those are not good situations for you. So part of what we are learning here is not only the way things work, but what is really good for us. And what is the good way to pick our battles so that they are, shall we say, righteous battles, and battles where something actually can be impacted. And as we learn that, then we begin to have more energy for ourselves. We have more energy to, in a good way, fight for the things that we want in our own lives. And for women, that is the beginning of freedom. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the energy of love and peace all around you. And where you breathe it in, exhale fear. Become aware of a light in your heart, a light that makes you wise and able to move to the highest part of yourself, able to draw in the wise support of the universe. And let the light of the universe illuminate your own heart and the plan in your heart for your life, what you want to create, and the power to step over anything that you might believe can stop you from doing that. Open the crown and feel the golden light pour into your body. Let that light bring up the energy in your head and your thoughts, and feel yourself thinking as someone strong and able. Feel the golden light flow into your throat and change the energy, the vibration of your communication, so that there is wisdom and love and strength in it, for yourself, for those around you. Feel the golden light flow into your heart and fill your heart and help you remember who you really are, and remember that whatever challenge you have, you are more than that challenge. Feel the golden light flow down and into your solar plexus. Let the golden light displace any energy that might make you a prisoner of emotions. Feel all of that cleared out so that you can reclaim your right to be free and whole and joyful. Feel the flow of light down through your body and into the second center. Let that golden light clear out all shame, judgment, all old pictures of yourself that are not fine and true. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your root. And let that golden light in your root form up your own love and creation in your own life. pull up the energy of the earth to make it real. Pull down the energy of the universe to join with that earth energy, make you strong and wise, abundant, loving, all that you were intended to be. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.